Well, there's been a lot of great public art happening in Chapel Hill and really across our community, but kind of a subsection of that public art in several projects is trail art specifically. And one new project along the Bolin Creek Trail involves some pipes that were there, and now they have been painted to look significantly better. The project is still in the works. Joining me to share a little bit more about this, how it's come together, and what everything is looking like is the public art coordinator with the Town of Chapel Hill, Steve Wright, and Jay Masullo, who is the artist and muralist working on this and has done some really great work across Chapel Hill and on this trail art. Steve and Jay, thanks so much for taking the time to join me today. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, I want to talk with you first because it does seem like there's been a lot of great art popping up in Chapel Hill recently, and this trail art is a big part of it. Can you tell us what people are beginning to see along some of the trails? Bolin Creek, I know Booker Creek also has a project going.
Yeah, and in the last maybe two and a half years, Parks and Rec has really partnered with Community Arts and Culture in the town to get some of these Owassa storm drain pipes painted. They're kind of these big cement cylinders that rise up next to the creek, and they just are kind of ugly and could look a little better. So we've had the opportunity to work with Parks and Rec to have some local artists come and paint them. So right now, the Bolin Creek Trail has just been connected under MLK Boulevard. There's been a tunnel there for the creek for many years, but there's never been a path that you could really walk or bike on very well. And Parks and Recreation just finished that connection this spring. And so they were very interested in making that general area look better. So we hired Jay to come and share his wonderful artwork with us on not only on the Owassa pipes, but also on the tunnel faces themselves.
I was going to say, we did some reporting on the tunnel faces, and I remember kind of seeing that mural go up in action, Jay, because you were providing some updates on your Instagram as the project was going on, showing these kind of these creatures that you were creating as the best way that I can describe them. How did your collaboration with the town of Chapel Hill kind of come together in your mind?
It came together great. I think everything looks really good. I got a lot of creative freedom, which doing commissions you don't always get, but Steve and his team seemed to be really receptive of cool ideas and just wanted cool artwork and trusted me to make it happen, and I think it did.
Have you ever done any artwork along trails before, walking trails? Is that new for you?
I have, actually. I was commissioned by the city of Durham to do the a creek trail. It was part of the Greenway system. I can't remember the actual creek, but yeah, in Durham, I've painted a similar but much smaller facade of a tunnel there as well.
Yeah, it's a big space to work with. What you've done with it is really great, and it is now such just a lovely part of the trail that was also under construction too, or having to deal with coal ash remediation, and that whole area is just looking so much better now. Curious to what some of the inspirations were for what you put on that bridge for the Bolin Creek Trail. Before we get more into the pipe murals, what was kind of the goal of that as you were painting some leafy creatures, I feel like is the best way to describe the artwork?
You know, it's kind of always hard to put your finger on where inspiration comes from, but I've certainly always been interested in nature, just being outdoors and enjoying it, and then just the natural beauty of tiny things, little plants, insects, things all around and everywhere are just beautiful and ornate. And as an artist, you really appreciate that because you can work really hard and you can become good, but just a sunset just right outdoors is you're never gonna be able to top that.
Absolutely. You're listening to Jay Masullo speaking there. He's an artist and muralist who's based in Raleigh. We also have in the studio with us Steve Wright, who's the public art coordinator with the town of Chapel Hill, talking about some of the great trail art that has come together in the town recently. And Steve, I want to come back to you for these pipe murals, which are some of the most recent trail art that's being done. You guys also partnered with some local students in the community, right? Can you share some details on that?
Yeah. So what Jay did at the site last spring, the spring of 2020, he worked solo by himself, and a lot of that was because it was so high up and he had to use equipment and whatnot. But for these pipe murals that we started this spring, I think there was some interest on the town side in involving local youth and helping with the painting of the murals. And so we thought of the Chapel Hill High School art teacher, Paul Estrada, who actually had done some projects with us previously. I got in touch with him and said, hey, do you have some art students you'd recommend to work with Jay? It's a really cool opportunity for them to learn from a graffiti artist and a muralist how those techniques work, because they're a little different than, you know, just applying paint with a brush. And Paul was happy to get in touch with some students, and so we were able to bring them down to meet Jay one Saturday in May, I think it was, and the students worked with Jay pretty much all day to paint the pipes.
And turning back to you, Jay, how was that working with some artists who are on the younger side, but I imagine pretty eager and bringing their own creativity to the plate?
It was great. I'm actually a full-time teacher myself in Raleigh. So it wasn't abnormal to me. I don't often get to use spray paint with students, though. And a new medium is always exciting for a kid who's interested in art. It's just something new to explore. And spray paint is something that's inaccessible to most of them. So they really, I think, they had fun helping me execute the design and fill it in. But I think the most fun they had was just exploring the cans and seeing what they could do with them, trying to get a feel for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this Bowling Creek pipe mural project is an interesting one because, as you said, Steve, it's just taking these things that are kind of along the trail. I'm not going to say they're unassuming, because they do stick out. It will be interesting to see how this project comes together. Is the painting on them complete, or is it still kind of a work in progress, Jay?
There's still some work to be done. I was hoping to be finished last weekend, the long weekend to work on. However, there was some rain on Saturday and Sunday, just enough really to slow me down and not let me get it done, but it'll be complete soon.
We're going to be sharing some photos of this in an article publishing tomorrow on chapelboro.com. Also, of course, some photos on the Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture Facebook page. But Jay, can you describe for some folks what the end goal is for these pipe murals and kind of how they turn from being these, you know, cylinder and metal blocks into something a little bit more?
The goal is, you know, obviously just to beautify the location, try to come up with a design that plays on the natural beauty that is the Bowling Creek Trail. But I also, when I think about it, I tend to think about the interconnectedness of all nature. So if you go out there and see, maybe you can pick up on those themes a little bit. And if I can get people just thinking about art or appreciating art in strange locations, you've seen a massive public shift in the appreciation of public art and graffiti in the last few years. And I think that every time a new person walks by and sees those and thinks, hey, that's pretty cool, then maybe I'm helping the entire mural game.
Absolutely. Well, we've got to begin wrapping up our conversation, but this is a great opportunity to remind folks that this weekend sees National Trails Day. It's actually this Saturday. Great time to walk out, explore the trails of Chapel Hill, and check out this great artwork too. Steve, turning back to you, anything else that's kind of in the works when it comes to either trail art or some other public art that could be popping up around Chapel Hill before long?
Yeah, we have a lot of things going on. I was literally, before I came down the studio, I was measuring a wall somewhere downtown. I can't quite say where yet, because we haven't quite executed the agreement, but we're definitely working on more murals downtown. And also, we'll have a artistic bus wrap coming out this month, I believe, with a local artist working with some youth from the NAACP Leaders Council. So that should be really cool, and they'll be hitting the roads this June as well.
Looking forward to learning more about that as the time comes. And Jay, to wrap up, turning back to you, where can folks find some of your work?
Obviously on the Bowling Creek Trail, Chapel Hill. If you've been to the boxcar locations in Raleigh or Durham, or Duke University, the satellite park there, Rochambeau in Raleigh, I always got to give them a plug. There is a few scattered around. You can start by looking on my Instagram.
I was going to say, social media. Yeah, social media, not a bad way to check him out. It's a pretty great Instagram in order to see the progress of those projects. So thanks so much for sharing that, and thanks so much for sharing the details on this project. Jay Masullo, Steve Wright, appreciate you guys swinging by and taking the time here on 97.9 The Hill.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much.